So, John, if there's anywhere in the world where you can say that the modern civilization started, it's here, where coal and iron came together in an extraordinary way. But why should it have happened here rather than somewhere else?
Well, it's this Coalbrook Dale in Shropshire. That's the place that Abraham Darby came to in 1709. Not with any intention of doing what you've just said, but he came here to make cast iron pots, a process which he'd perfected down in Bristol. And that's all he came to do, came here to make cast iron pots. The point is, though, that he'd started off in the brass industry in Bristol.
Hmm.
To make the brass, they used coke as a fuel. And being a brass maker, turned into iron, he naturally thought, well, if it worked for brass, it'll work for iron. And so he came here with the intention of using the local coal. We're on the Shropshire coal field. It was one of the busiest, biggest coal fields in Europe at the time. So plenty of coal. There was an out-of-work blast furnace just up from a brass works, which the Quakers had in the bottom of Coalbrook Dale. So it was a good opportunity. He took over the furnace, repaired it, and from straight away started experimenting with the local coals. The point being that instead of using the coal raw, he was coking it, burning out all the impurities, getting a very pure source of carbon. And that's what he was using in the furnace. And in 1709, he successfully smelts his first iron using coke, again, just to make cast iron pots. The reason it all gets going then, of course, is big coal field. We've got early railways here, wooden railways. The mines are getting deeper. And so there's all sorts of new uses going on around here. People are looking for people are soon knocking on the door of the ironworks saying, well, if you can cast iron pots, can you make us some iron wheels? Can you make us cylinders for the steam engines? Can you make us rails? And you start to get all these new innovations for using this wonderful material, cast iron. Up until that stage, the traditional iron industry is all focused on wrought iron, which is the iron that the blacksmiths use. But cast iron is, if you like, the plastic of the age. You could pour it, you can shape it. You can use it to mass produce quite simple objects. And this is how, you know, Coalbrook Dale starts to make its name.
Fascinating. What about the iron itself? I mean, is there iron around here?
We're on the coal fields.
Yes.
You dig a hole around here, you get seams of clay to build your furnace, you get seams of coal to fire it, you get plenty of seams of ironstone, and we've also got limestone, which is an essential ingredient for as a flux, because basically in a blast furnace, you're separating the metal from the rocky part of the ore.
Mm.
Limestone plays an important part in that.
So, John, this was an extraordinary place where the first new use of iron in a new kind of smelting with Abraham Darby occurred. But it's also an extraordinary place because here was the first invention of a new kind of locomotive, a steam locomotive. Are these two things connected in some way?
Yeah, I mean, one of Coalbrook Dale's great firsts is back in the 1720s, they produced the first cast iron cylinders for steam engines, which is one of the things that made the steam engine more affordable and led to its, you know, wide-scale adoption. What it also did was give Coalbrook Dale a reputation for the manufacture of engines.
Mm.
They supplied engines the length and breadth of the country, so engineers all knew about Coalbrook Dale. So down in sort of 1801, Richard Trevithick's experimented with high-pressure steam, and he wants some good engineering. The place he knows about is Coalbrook Dale, and that's where he comes with the designs, inspires the company, and they actually pay to build the prototype loco. It's, you know, which is 26 years before Stevenson's rocket.
Gosh, so this is from the invention place. Extraordinary. What do you think made all this happen up here? I'm still not quite sure. It's because there's so much natural coal, do you think, and so much iron in the mines as well. I mean, is there water, a lot of water around here?
Yeah, I mean, it's the raw materials, it's water supply. It's also money as well. I mean, the coal comes into it because there's an established mining industry. There's industry here long before Darby arrives.
Ah.
There's a big coal industry.
So coal wasn't a great invention of the 18th century, use of coal?
No. There's a big 17th century coal industry in the gorge. Partly because the seams are easy to mine, drift mine straight into the sides of into the gorge. They develop long wall mining, and then you've got the river, which gives them easy access to the cities down to the south. So you've got Bristol, Gloucester, where there's a big urban cities ready market for coal as a fuel.
So this is part of the extraordinary fact that England by the 17th century was the greatest coal user in the world. I mean, it was using something like a quarter of all the coal in Europe or more was being used in England.
That's right.
And this is the centre of it in many ways.
Well, Shropshire's the biggest inland one, at least, the biggest, the East Shropshire coal fields.